Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This week's parsha is Vayelech. This week's Shabbat is Shabbat Shuvah, the Sabbath between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Sabbath of repentance. And Vayelech is usually the parsha that is read on Shabbat Shuvah. Sometimes Hazinu is read. But this year, the way it falls out, Vayelech is a separate parsha. It's not combined with any other parsha like Nitzavim. And it's the shortest parsha of the year, 30 psukim. However, it is an extremely important parsha. And in it, Moshe says to the Jewish people that when all of these terrible troubles that have been described over the last two parshas befall you, then you will think about it. And you will say, Halo ki ein elokai bekirbi, kroni oros ha'ele. Because the Lord was not in my midst, therefore all of these troubles have occurred to me. There's a famous piece, a letter written by Remeir Leibish Malbim, one of the great commentators to Chumash and to Tanakh of the late 19th century. And he says as follows, that the simple explanation is that Jews will say, all of these troubles befell me because of the fact that the Lord was not in my midst. I didn't observe the Torah. I didn't give God the priority that was due. And therefore, I was cast to the random nature of empires, and all the troubles befell me. But Meir Leibish says that there'll come a time, and he speaks about our time, that people will see the terrible troubles that occurred, and they will say the reason that the troubles occurred is because, so to speak, Ein Elokai bekirbi, there is no God in my midst, right? There's no justice in the world. There's no recourse. And therefore, that's why, so half the Jewish people will say, because we're not religious enough, and the other half will say, what are you talking about? And there's no God that we're accountable to, right? Because God could let it happen. Well, in our time, we've seen that come true, especially with the Holocaust, all of the terrible things that have happened to us. So there are Jews that emerged with greater faith, and there are Jews that lost their faith. Both things are understandable. But in the long run of history, Moshe tells us that this is what will occur. And because of this unerring prophecy, because it's, spot right on, we could take heart that the message of hope and of goodness, which also is part of the parsha, will come to fruition. The Jewish people will regain their step and their direction, and that Vayelech, and we'll go together towards a better future, and certainly towards a better year, and a better time for all of us. Again, I'd like to wish all the listeners a very happy and healthy and prosperous new year, and we should be privileged together to witness great and good things in this coming year.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Vayelech.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.